Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
We want to holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I got strategies for living, strategies for living radio, your dose of radio rehab, strategies for living radio, your dose of radio rehab. Yeah, we need those strategies, strategies for living radio. We really do.
If we're living, we need them. Hey folks, welcome. Welcome into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome in to Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, PLPC Lauren Leon McMillan.
That's right.
And, you know, a lot of people, you know, especially as we get close to that period of time where we begin to, I don't know, focus back on this past year, the year that is in our rearview mirror.
Begin to reflect.
And begin to look ahead, right, to the new year that is coming. You know, we kind of get focused on, well, you know, I want to eat healthier. I want to exercise more. I want to quit smoking. I want to avoid getting into an argument with my partner as much.
Right.
And
I want to make some behavioral changes.
That's what each one of those have in common,
yeah,
don't they?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I guess we could put a title on our program today. I want to change, but I don't know how. Got any strategies? And turns out, yeah, psychology has a lot of strategies,
sure,
to offer us when it comes to change. And so that's what we're going to look at this evening. We're going to talk about some methods that therapists and life coaches use to help people change behaviors. And, you know, we'll just lay some strategies out there. You can pick and choose the ones that may be helpful for you from the cornucopia,
More appropriate, yes.
That we put out there. And, I also want to give credit to an author,
okay,
from Psychology Today. It's a column called Clearer Thinking Today. Some of the things that we share, we're going to share from that article, as a matter of fact. So if you want more information, please go there.
Absolutely.
And folks, thank you for coming here. We appreciate you being a part of Strategies for Living with us, and we appreciate our sponsors making it possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing,
oof, oof,
and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, the home of the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. We'll be back. I want to change. I don't know how. Can you give me some strategies, mister? We'll try. And Mrs.
I'm here too.
We'll try when we come back.
right. Strategies for living strong. Feel the vibe, it won't go wrong.
Welcome in. Welcome in to 1017 FM and 710 KEO. Welcome into this edition of Strategies for Living. Lauren, Leon McMillan, David McMillan. And you know, I want to change, but I don't know how. Y'all got some strategies over there?
Always a bag full, right?
So, you know, here's the deal. We've all got things that... we want to change from time to time. And, you know,
sure.
We want to exercise more. We want to eat healthier. We want to quit smoking. We want to cut down on maybe our alcohol consumption. Mm-hmm. I want to stop fighting so much with my husband or my wife. And so, you know, but how do I do that? What's the, you know, what's the strategy here? Because you pointed this out, Lauren, every single thing that we might want to change, it requires some change in our own behavior.
Yeah, and right? A lot of those, if not all of those examples that you mentioned, are, you know, changes in our behavior, right?
Right. Right. They're just things we want to do. Mm-hmm. But then if we really want to accomplish them,
how do we get there?
And you know, behavior change strategies are really a vital, important component of nearly every form of therapy that's out there. You know, cognitive behavioral therapy, our solution focused therapy,
right.
Our person centered therapy, all of it. It doesn't matter what kind of therapy that you're therapist practices, there is some behavior change strategies are going
to
be there.
Right. We have to kind of tip the hat, right? I mean, this is really historically where psychology began, right? Because all we can see...
You're going to go all Pavlov's dog on me, right?
Woof, woof. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who let the dogs out. I mean, you know, because behavior is all that we can see.
Right
in each other. And so that was the place to begin, because psychology itself wanted to make, you know, itself a quote unquote hard science. It wanted to prove itself against all the other sciences.
Right.
And so the way to do that was to start with things that you could measure and things you could see, which was behavior.
Right.
And so a lot of these, you know, have evolved out of behaviorism, which roots back to, okay, what are these behaviors and how do I change them?
Right.
Right.
So we're tipping the hat.
We have to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because all of the other styles of therapy and all the things that we've dug up underneath behavior,
right?
Came from the first question of how do I change the behavior?
Right. And you don't see too many practitioners today that are purely behaviorist in their practice.
Not in terms of talk therapy.
No. But those therapists are still out there. Mm-hmm. I don't know that we have a bunch of them.
We have a few applied behavioral clinics.
That's what I was thinking of. And a lot of the... ABA therapists are working with people on the autistic spectrum disorder. That's
most
where you
usually
would find a lot of ABA, applied behavioral analysis practitioners.
Right.
And those are very, most of those are very high percentage of it is focused on changing behavior.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
That's exactly right. But for most of us, if we consult a therapist or a life coach, we're not going to get the behavioral thing. We're going to get other strategies.
Well, because what we've discovered along the line is that, okay, behavior is just that. It's all that we can see.
Yep.
There's a lot underneath it. And we all know inherently there is way more to who we are as human beings than just behavior.
Right.
And so, you know, we've moved towards looking at the whole being as systems, right? Seeing the person as not just behavior, but also thought and emotion. And, you know, I would even include body, spirit.
Right.
In that.
So the interesting thing that this Psychology Today article blog, which is entitled Clearer Thinking Today, mm-hmm. one of the things that it is attempting to do is just kind of strategize or summarize, rather, the strategies that are out there.
Okay.
And you can kind of pick the one or the ones. They're not, they point out that they're not mutually exclusive, that you can and pretty much should, they should us here, try combining several of them if you're aiming to change the way that you want to behave on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. So I read through that and understood what they were saying, I'm understanding that the strategies that we're going to present here mm-hmm. are pretty much foundational.
Okay.
They pretty much are foundational in that all of these kind of underscore any specific techniques, if you will, that you might try or a therapist or life coach might recommend to you to try.
So these are the overarching foundational pieces
to me,
of the skill.
To me, that's what we're talking about. And I think that'll become more aware of that as we share this first one.
Okay.
And the first strategy one is raising your consciousness, consciousness raising. So,
that's a mouthful for some of us.
It is, but I can boil it down to what Dr. Phil said so eloquently so often. You can't change what you don't acknowledge. You can't change what you don't acknowledge. I can't do it for Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
I can't do him justice. And I think, is he still on TV? I don't get to watch. I'm not home during the day at that time.
I think so.
Maybe the reruns are. I don't think he's producing the show anymore live.
I haven't watched TV in a while.
But he was on for many, many years. So someplace out there, there's a lot of Dr. Phil. And he made a great impact. And, mm-hmm. you know, one of the things that he said over and over and over, I know, mm-hmm. was you can't change what you don't acknowledge.
True.
And that's what becoming conscious about. So the consciousness raising is about. It's really the most common therapeutic approach to behavior change. Consciousness raising, it sounds kind of airy.
Yes.
But it's the simplest, it's the most straightforward behavior change strategy that there is, and it's to increase your level of knowledge and your level of awareness
about yourself,
about the issue in question that is involving yourself, so that you're then better equipped to make good decisions about it.
It's about getting curious, right? So in the example of maybe you're trying to quit smoking, right?
Right.
The raising of the consciousness in application there would be just getting curious about, okay, when do I smoke? What do I feel when I get an urge to go get a cigarette or vape or whatever it is?
Right.
You know.
Yeah, you could drop in. You're using smoking as an example.
Yeah,
but you could drop in anything that you want to change.
It's just about becoming curious about that behavior without judgment.
Right.
Right. So it's about getting curious and saying, when do I do this and why? Really, what is the underlying need that I'm meeting through this behavior or trying to meet?
So the strategy kind of involves arriving at some revelations, maybe some of them hopefully deep revelations about yourself, mm-hmm. and something as simple as learning more about, the why do we do what we do,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Absolutely.
So, some possible forms of consciousness raising would be developing new interpretations of your thoughts, feelings, or behaviors. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, therapists can be very, very helpful, for that. Or
reframing.
A life coach. Yeah.
Yeah.
Learning more about how to navigate the world. It could be financial. It could be seeking mental health treatment. Could be a lot of things. Could be revelations about the consequences of your behavior or of your beliefs.
Yep.
You know, realizing that I take my problems out on people and that this behavior undermines my personal relationships. That might be a new revelation for you.
And that I did that to protect myself because of a past trauma.
Yeah. And once we uncover that, once we understand the underlying reasons that we do what we do, we've raised our consciousness about it and we realize, oh, okay, I do that. And I don't want to do that. So what could I do different?
Right.
You know, so this is where, you know, maybe brainstorming or coming up with a specific plan or plans, goals, strategies, if you would, that help me change whatever I might want to change.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, we've begun to unpack this. And again, you can use this, you can use this really on anything you want to change. The strategies that we're talking about this evening, you can use wherever. The blog mentioned a book. I'm not familiar with this book, but because I like the blog, I'm gonna mention the book, and it's the book name is Changing for Good, a 6-stage program for overcoming bad habits and moving your life positively forward. And it's out from HarperCollins, so it's a great publisher. And the authors are James O. Prochaska, John Norcross, and Carlo Di Clemente.
Okay.
So if you're interested in
I don't know that one either.
Maybe a little more info, well, there's the name of a good book. We're kind of talking about, you know, I want to change, but I don't know how to do that.
How do I do it?
How you got some strategies there, Miss and Mister? Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. And we've got much more to share with you today, because that's what we do here on Strategies for Living. We just share with each other. And hopefully we all get healthier and happier and more peaceful as we go along. We'll be back here with more strategies in just a moment on Strategies for Living. You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283 and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
Facing the same old problems day to day. Makes you want to holler, get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies, strategies for living.
But I don't know how. You got some strategies for me over there?
We could all use a little change.
Yeah, we could.
I got some.
Welcome back, folks. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. And we are talking about, you know, some strategies that you can use to change whatever it is you might want to change.
You know, it's a funny paradox, right? Because we're always changing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And yet we get so stuck in some particular behaviors and then we want to change them.
Yeah.
And we have such a difficult time, you know?
Well, and one of the reasons we have such a difficult time, Lauren, is I think so many times we don't have any idea of where to start. And I think that's where today's discussion really can be helpful.
Yeah.
So another strategy is social liberation.
Mm.
So in a lot of cases, the circumstances of our daily life, the types of environments that you operate in and the behaviors considered acceptable in those environments can either help you or they can hinder your efforts to change your behavior. I mean, consider, for instance, if you have an alcohol problem and you go by the bar every night, you know, and you say, well, that's where all my friends are.
Right.
That might be a problem.
Yeah. It's that old saying. What is it? You change the game. You got to change the playground.
Right.
Too.
If I want to quit smoking, but I spend all my time in places that do, you know, where people, you're around people who regularly smoke. There may be less of those today than there are, but I think we can still probably find some, right?
Yeah.
So.
Or if you're around people who do, right?
Yeah, yeah. So the social liberation strategy aims to facilitate positive behavior change by changing the social environment that makes change easier for you.
Right.
So
find a supportive environment, not just in the actual environment, but also in the people.
Right.
That
so yeah,
are
so,
part of that.
So who's a good influence to spend time around, and who might bring out the worst version of yourself?
Right.
And in what social settings do I want to seek out? What social settings might I want to avoid? So at a society-wide level, this approach, may focus on altering the, legal or regulatory frameworks that govern public behavior.
Yeah.
I mean, look at what we've done in the United States
with
around
food.
Smoking, right?
Well, smoking and food.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking two
examples. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, social liberation has taken the form of, you know, we've lots of places have indoor smoking bans now or restrictions on you can still smoke, but only here.
Right.
Right. And so that forms of social liberation at a society wide level are going to include things like top down public health policy, like smoking ban laws, efforts to change social mores, like implementing educational programs that promote more inclusivity, helping to change societal attitudes towards one particular aspect or another, right?
Yeah, I'm also thinking of, you know, making cities walkable.
There
right,
you go.
To encourage exercise.
Yeah, there you go. Joining supportive communities and actively participating in groups that share your goals. This is one of the reasons that AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, which, by the way, you can go and join and be a part of. Many AA groups allow anybody to come.
Yeah, you don't have to be an alcoholic.
Right, right. Now, there are some excluded.
There are some very closed groups.
But the majority of AA meetings are open to any and everyone.
Mm-hmm. And it's applicable for anybody and everybody,
right,
in my opinion.
Right. The other thing that you might want to think about is curating your media consumption.
Oh, this is a big one.
To reflect the values and changes that you
this
want to see in yourself.
One, especially for your social medias.
Right.
Right.
So if you're following anything on social, if you're some of your social media accounts critically evaluate the news, mm-hmm, you may want to take a look at that. Does that line up, mm-hmm, with what you're wanting to change?
And
right?
You know, it's as simple as, you know, working with the algorithm, right? You may sometimes feel the victim of the algorithm, but remember you have control, and that
right,
control is with the unfollow, with the block,
right,
and with the amount of time that you spend on any particular post.
Right. Right. Strategy number three is emotional arousal. So now this is kind of a cousin to consciousness raising. Instead of working by providing useful information, what it does is it aims to aid behavior change by creating emotional momentum in the direction of whatever you desire, the desired new behavior. Typically, this strategy works by evoking a strong emotional experience related to the problem at hand. So a common method for producing this effect is through there's a media idea called Scared Straight.
See it all the time, don't we?
It's an instructional program that dramatized the negative consequences.
All the pharmaceutical companies that, right?
Yeah.
You have a problem. You could die if you have a problem. So
right,
we have the solution.
So we have the solution. But I'm thinking more of like the media programs that are prepared for like high school students, middle school and high school students that they use to show the problems with drinking and driving.
Sure. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And what can happen if you do. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the Scared Straight kind of strategy, if you would.
Okay.
And it's an emotional arousal tactic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it can backfire.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So we got to be careful because, you know, this is a tactic that's been used on youth for generations now.
Yeah.
And
we see where it's gotten us, right?
Well, yeah.
It's mixed results.
Yeah. I don't know whether we can say, you know, it's causative. But at least there's some kind of relationship there.
Sure.
Right?
It works, but, you know, I'm always a proponent of let's not scare ourselves or each other.
Right.
Right? Let's
right,
try to aim towards what can we move towards instead of away.
Yeah.
So maybe an emotional thing there might be what can bring me joy? What's something I can replace this habit with that will bring me joy?
Right. Now, you know, we talk a lot about grieving here, and this is a strategy that's involved.
Mm.
In other words, allowing yourself to feel the full pain of loss of whatever you're losing.
Yes.
And to express that emotion fully, move through it.
That's an important point, actually.
Yeah.
You know, because
I think so.
A lot of us, we shame or we scare ourselves and we don't get to move through that very necessary process, right? Because anytime we change anything, even if we really truly are ready and want to make a change, it involves grieving or letting go of the old behavior.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. You know, one of the things that I've done a lot of over the years is something called an intervention,
mm-hmm,
leading interventions.
Right.
And interventions, professional interventions, you might watch a reality TV show and say, oh, I can do that. But they're more complicated than they look. and there's an art and a science, actually, mm-hmm, to doing a successful intervention. But what an intervention is designed to do is to be an intense emotional experience that helps motivate the person that's being intervened upon.
Absolutely.
That motivates his or her change. In other words, I'm going to lose a friendship or I'm going to lose a relationship, possibly, mm-hmm, if I don't change this behavior or alter this behavior. Yep. And again, there's some subtleties to that, and there's art and science involved. Maybe at some point we'll do a program on interventions.
I think that would be good, yeah.
Yeah, I think we need to do that. Also, reflecting on why do you really deeply care about making this behavioral change. I think that's, you know, that can be a very important thing.
Yeah, I think it's always important to have that big why in front of you so that, you know, when you do get lost in the weeds or you feel yourself, I really am tired of making this, not making the progress, you can look back and say, I really want to do this because this is my big why, whatever that may be.
Another strategy is self-re-evaluation. Mm-hmm. So sometimes the key to changing behavior is to consider what kind of person your current behavior or behaviors make you. You know, what kind of person would you like to be? Mm. And so what's the difference between those two? How adapting new behaviors might help you be the kind of person that you really want to be,
right,
as opposed to wherever you are now. And that process of very frank emotional reflection of your current state and how it differs from your preference of how you want to be is the crux of self-re-evaluation strategy. And, you know, I mentioned the book earlier, Changing for Good. Di Clementi is one of the authors. They lay out this process. So might be, if you're interested in this, might be a very good book to get a hold of. So how do you perceive yourself as, fill in the blank, whatever you're doing that you want to change? How do you perceive yourself as a gambler, a drinker, a person who's lazy, sedentary? How do you see yourself if you change that behavior?
Mm-hmm.
And what's the cost? What's the cost of that change in time, in energy, in pleasure, in stress, maybe in image? And what overall are the pros and the cons trying to overcome this problem?
And I would add, how would you feel? How do you feel as that future version of you?
Yeah.
Who's changed?
As you contemplate it.
How do you feel?
How
does it feel in your body? And hold that, because that can be a huge motivator.
Focus on the inside of your body.
Yep.
That's where your feelings are. What's happening in your body?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel it? Especially in the gut or the heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are important places to look in the body. You know, I want to change, but I don't know how. Can you give me some strategies for that?
We got some help.
We're doing that this evening, right here on Strategies for a Living. And we've got more to come. Stay where you are.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail. Alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Cop on the sausage, bold and true. The Padres bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather, alligator Italian sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather, alligator Italian sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport.
Dealing with stress, pain, feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's. TheBalancedLife.us.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living radio.
Yeah, we need them. We need those strategies. Hopefully, we're getting some for all of us this evening here on 101.7 FM. 710 Keel, Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. I want to change, but I don't know how. We're talking about strategies that underlie change this evening here on Strategies for Living and considering what some of those are. Let's talk about the strategy, Lauren, of commitment. Commitment. I'm not talking about committing somebody to...
No, I
no, not that
so.
Kind of commitment.
No, it's about commitment to the process, right?
Yeah.
Being consistent, being committed to, this is the change that I want to make, and I'm, you know, making that decision firm.
Committing to yourself, because the one with the most influence over changing your behavior is, guess who? You.
That's right.
So, you know, this fact can make behavior changes... you know, kind of seem daunting.
And can I add, can we make this an unconditional commitment?
Okay.
Meaning that if we slip up along the way, I'm just going to get back on the path. I'm committed that much to myself, not to beat myself up about not being committed, right? Because that is only going to keep you stuck.
Right.
Or make you go backwards.
Right. So the commitment can seem daunting, but it also will create an opening that can actually help you push yourself to reshape your ways. This strategy involves announcing your intentions, maybe in public or to two members of your social circle. And by doing that, you're committing. Mm-hmm. You're committing your social credibility to achieving your goal. And that's a powerful incentive. That's a powerful incentive to follow through and avoid, quote unquote, public failure. Dun 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 dun. And I know as soon as I say that, you're going to tell me, well, there's no such thing as failure. Yeah. And I know you're right, but you know.
Yeah. Okay. Use whatever you can.
Yeah.
If that's useful to you, go for it.
Yeah. So resolutions, posting your intentions, you know, publicly tracking behavior change. Maybe you download a social fitness app, you know, so you're with a lot of other people making a change and you're posting your particular,
And there's tons of habit changers and trackers and apps that really gamify this behavioral change process if you're willing to look into them. And it makes it fun along the way, right?
And there's nothing wrong as you're changing behavior. There's nothing wrong with having fun.
No, absolutely not. I mean, I think that's a speed booster for you.
Absolutely. Another strategy is countering. So the countering strategy works on a real simple premise. Mm-hmm. When the urge to engage in an unhealthy behavior strikes, substitute a healthier behavior. Mm-hmm. Countering strategies are very popular with dieters. Think of opting for the fruit snack,
right?
The healthy fruit snack you're craving donuts, right?
Right.
And another famous example, smokers often try to aid their efforts by popping in a mint or a piece of gum.
Yes.
When they find themselves longing for a cigarette or a smoke.
Yeah. My grandfather did orange Tic Tacs.
There you go. There you go. So some other forms of countering.
Another good one for smoking, I think, is breathing. Because I think that's an important piece of the smoking experience, I think.
Yeah, I was just getting to that. Some relaxation tactics.
Okay.
You know, so breathing would be one of those. Mm-hmm. Another one would be meditation. Another one would be progressive muscle relaxation. Mm-hmm. We mentioned that on, I think, yesterday's program, right? But, you know, any tactic to reduce stress and physical tension in your body, which can help you diminish the urge for whatever unhealthy behavior you're wanting to change. Another thing you can do from psychology is something called systematic desensitization.
Yes.
Which is gradually reducing either anxiety or fear, making you less likely to resort to the unhealthy behavior.
Yeah, it's like a step down method, right?
Yeah.
So it's like instead of quitting something cold turkey, it's lining out for yourself specific, you know, steps along the way that will lower your engagement in the behavior while making it safe along the way. So like it's this very elegant combination of lowering the behavior that you don't want to engage in while adding in some of those relaxation mechanisms to help you to alleviate any sort of anxiety or cravings that may pop up.
Right. Another strategy is environment control. So the environment control strategy is kind of similar to the social liberation strategy we talked about, in that it involves altering your environment. But this strategy focuses on changing the environments that you yourself directly control. So this would be things like
not
home or your workspace.
So not having cookies in the house kind of
thing. Right, right. So if you, I remember having a version of this discussion with a number of different people through the years. You know, I want to lose weight. I want to lose weight. Okay, well, let's talk about what's in your pantry. Well, there's, you know, three times a week I buy that, you know, that dozen Southern made donuts for my grandchild, right?
Right.
Okay, well, and what happens? Does your grandchild eat all of those those Southern? Well, no, they're there, so I eat them. Okay, so, you know, let's do something healthy for both you and your grandchild.
It's not healthy for either of you.
Yeah. And you know, it hurts my heart because I love Southern made donuts. You know, so I'm not saying you have to cut them out, but you might if you buy three dozen a week. Okay, well, you can alter that. You got some wiggle room. You see what I mean? So you know, these the forms of environmental control might be, you know, removing risk from your own environment, or it might be making your environment more conducive to your new behavior, or equipping your environment with supplies for a new behavior.
Right.
Right.
In other words, if you want to start the new practice of journaling every day, right?
There you go.
Placing it nearby.
There you go. We got to get this one quick because we've got less than a minute.
Okay.
But I think it's important. Rewards.
Ooh, yeah.
Celebration and rewards. When you have success, when you even the small successes, celebrate them and give yourself some type of positive reward, not what you're trying to quit. You
right.
Know.
another form,
you know, reward yourself in some way to celebrate, to mark. You know, I don't think
we don't do this enough.
We don't do this
and
enough.
I have, yeah.
Yeah. This is one that we, you know, that is, it's pretty important that we just ignore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it speed rockets the rest of our change.
Absolutely.
If we can acknowledge the change we have made.
I want to change, but I don't know how. Well, I hope you have some more strategies than you did at the beginning of the hour. And, you know, we'll come back and kind of wrap this discussion up today here on Strategies for Living. Want to change? Don't know how? Well, we got some strategies for you. We'll be back. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing.
Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center. .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with Learning RX Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, Learning RX Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call Learning RX Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does Learning RX Shreveport.
And welcome back. Welcome back into 1017 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Want to change? Don't know how? Well, hopefully you have a few more strategies now. And by the way, if you tuned in to a portion of this and you missed some of the program, let me remind you that if you want to go back and listen to this program that or is, any program that we do,
that is available.
There's a way to do that,
on
right?
On Facebook, find us at Strategies for Living with David McMillan, or we're also on YouTube, which is just Strategies for Living.
There you go. And you can listen to entire episodes and, you know, we're working on a podcast platform.
We are, yes.
So in the future,
the shift.
Because some people have said, well, you know, I like to listen to your programs, but I want to listen more in the car. And sometimes the Facebook and the YouTube
doesn't always connect right.
So, you know, we'll be rolling out some podcast opportunities here in the near future.
That's on the agenda.
So, what's your takeaway from today, Lauren?
Well, mainly you can't change what you don't know about, right? So it's about getting curious about why you're doing what you're doing, and being non-judgmental and then open to changing and adapting your environment as well as your thoughts and behaviors and feelings.
And if you want more info on this, the book Changing for Good by James Prochaska and John Norcross and Carlo Di Clemente. The Psychology Today article, Clearer Thinking, which we referenced for today's program, mentioned that book. So I'm mentioning it to you, too. Thank you.
Thank you.
And folks, thank you. Thank you for tuning into Strategies for Living. We appreciate you being here with us because we do this each and every day for you. And we can do it because of our wonderful sponsors. So I hope you'll tell them so. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? And what would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.